2020 will be the next U.S. Census, and it is time to get counted. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Jennifer O'Donnell, the Executive Vice President of the United Way of the Wine Country. Thanks so much for joining us, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Can you tell us why it's important for an accurate count during the census?
Yes. There are so many things that rely on the census, and it's only done every 10 years. So, for one, it determines our representation in Congress. It's based on the number of people. If we undercount, then we have less representation. It also influences the distribution of a lot of different federal funds to our state, local, or tribal governments for many different kinds of programs and services like Title I grants for education, Medicare, wildlife restoration, coastal zone management, Head Start funding, just the list goes on and on. It also, the census is also used by a lot of businesses and nonprofits and other organizations to plan for the future in terms of maintaining programs and services. So if we undercount our population, we really deny ourselves some of that funding that really should be coming to our state.
And can you tell us how much, how much is that funding?
There's over 800, let's see, I don't recall the exact amount, but we do know that for about every person that's undercounted, we lose about $2,000. So that over 10 years, that's $20,000. So it's significant.
Sure, that really can add up, especially in services that are needed. So tell us what the California Complete Count Census 2020 initiative is.
It's an effort by the state to bolster the federal government's work. So we know this year that the census outreach is very underfunded, and so the state wanted to put a little bit more funding out there to nonprofits and counties to try to make sure that people understand why they should fill out the census, what's at stake, and then also to make sure people understand certain things, like the census is confidential. There are strong protections that keep the Bureau of the Census from sharing information with other agencies like ICE or even other government employees like the president.
That can be a concern, and people may think, I don't want people to know, you know, if I'm not supposed to be in the country, I don't want to be counted, right?
Right. Or even things like, I don't want my landlord to realize that I have too many people living here, more people than are on the lease. So it's really important for people to know, count every single person. Another problem we often run into is children who split times between two homes are sometimes not counted. And so it's really important for parents to decide, okay, who's going to count the child. Mm-hmm. And if they share equal custody, maybe it's just the person who has the child on census day is the one who counts that child. So as I said, it's just very important everyone is counted. Those records can't be released by law until for 72 years.
Oh, okay.
So you may have seen old census records and, you know, your ancestors listed. That kind of information will not be released for 72 years.
Okay. Are there any groups that tend to be overlooked during census time?
Oh, a lot. So we call them hard-to-count populations, and usually they fall into different categories of hard-to-locate, hard-to-contact, hard-to-persuade. Usually it's people who are non-English speakers, maybe undocumented immigrants, households that don't have internet access because this is the first time the census is going to be done largely over the internet, people who are suspicious of government, homeless or living in poverty or non-traditional housing, and then children under five, as I mentioned, are often significantly undercounted.
Right, right. And for the United Way of the Wine Country, do you get funding because of the census?
We did get a small grant from the state to be what they call the administrative community-based organization. And so what our role is to coordinate with each county's government's complete count committee that's often made up of lots of different nonprofits in the county, and support their work and also provide some pass-through funding to some local organizations, trusted messengers, people that other people will listen to and respond to when encouraged to fill out the census.
Mm-hmm. And for those who don't have internet, is United Way doing something to help count those people?
We are going to be working with the county to set up some assistance centers, hopefully in very convenient locations, libraries, tax sites, things like that, mm-hmm. for people to be able to access the paper forms if they want that. If they need help filling it out online. We will be doing a text message campaign. So people, even if they don't have a computer with internet access, if they have a smartphone or something like that, mm-hmm. they can also take it on there.
That's great. Well, it is important to be counted, and 2020 will be the year. You can find out more at UnitedWayWineCountry.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
That is Jennifer O'Donnell. She is the Executive Vice President of the United Way of the Wine Country.